I'd like to welcome Dr. Mehdi. Good morning, Dr. Mehdi.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Thank you very much for coming in and being with us in person this morning. You're a GP at TriStar and part of a team that's running a refugee health clinic in Mildura. How long has the clinic been running, Dr. Mehdi?
It's about 4 years that we realized there is a gap in the assessment and management of the refugees in the area. So we established this refugee health clinic, which runs every Thursday morning. And we have three bilingual refugee interest GPs who work with refugees. In last two years, we performed 220 refugee health assessments.
Wow.
We work closely with Southern Jemali Ethnic Community Councils, which they case manage the refugee as they arrive in Mildura. And also they are referred to refugee health nurses at Southern Jemali Community Health Services, and they get the first assessment, and they are referred to us, where they get the comprehensive health assessment, including a mental health assessment, and we screen them for any infectious disease, and also we do any necessary blood tests or any other investigations, and we give them the immunizations that they need.
It sounds like a very thorough service. You've just received this funding to increase hepatitis B vaccinations. How did that come about? I understand that it's a little bit different here in Victoria to across the river.
Yeah, unfortunately, in most states in Australia, the hepatitis B is part of the free schedule for refugees who arrive. In Victoria, we have most of the other vaccinations except hepatitis B.
And it's quite expensive if you have to pay for it yourself.
Well, it's not very expensive, but if you consider the situation of refugees who come here and they live on a very limited amount of money and they have to support their family back home, it is a significant amount of money. And there are some studies that shows one of the significant obstacles or barriers to get fully immunized is the cost of the immunization. So we realize that between our patients, about 85% of our patients are not fully immunized for hepatitis B. And according to Cancer Council Victoria, liver cancer is the primary and fastest increasing cause of cancer death.
And is that often a result from hepatitis
yes,
B?
Yes, that 80% of liver cancers are from viral hepatitis. So if we can decrease the number of hepatitis carriers or hepatitis infected individuals in the community, we can decrease the number of liver cancers, which is a quite expensive disease to manage.
Yeah, and a scary one as well. How does Hep B spread?
It is through blood transfusion, IV drug use, and also through sexual contact, sometimes from mother to child. Also we have transmission, and in the wider community we unfortunately have this study from University of New South Wales by Professor Raina McIntyre that shows that this packets of low immunized or unimmunized refugees or migrants in the community can cause the spread of the disease.
You mentioned mother to child potential for spreading Hep B. Is that breast milk that is the issue?
Yeah, it
there?
Could be, yes. Yeah. Right. Or sometimes prenatal transmission from
right,
mother
so from
during
the birth.
Yeah.
Ah. So, what will you specifically do with the grant? How does it work?
Okay, we applied for this grant and we were awarded $20,000 for educating refugees to increase their general awareness about immunization generally and specifically about hepatitis B. And also we will be training some of our staff to better approach refugees culturally sensitive and also give them some more information and also immunize them for hepatitis B. We can purchase up to 700 doses of hepatitis B, which could be enough for over 200 refugees to be immunized.
It's an impressive amount. How do refugees get in touch with you? How do they make contact, or do you have ways that you're getting the message out into the community, as well as coming on ABC Mildura Swan Hill and having a chat with me this morning?
Yeah, we are organizing some educational sessions with the San Regia Community Health and San Regia Mali Ethnic Communities Council, and we also are planning to do some advertising in the community, and we are the main source of service providing for the refugees, so they will attend our clinic most of the time. So we try to use the opportunistic approach and just catch them as they come in and immunize them.
Hello, welcome. Yes. Let me jab you and look after your health. What languages does your program run in, Doctor?
We have mainly Afghani refugees who speak Dari. We have also some refugees from Iraq and Syria recently who speak Arabic and Kurdish. And also we have some Tamil refugees from Sri Lanka who speak Tamil language.
And I've noticed you've got a beautiful accent yourself. Where are you from originally and how long have you been here?
Yeah, I originally am from Iran and I had my medical training in Turkey. And I have been in Australia for last 11 years, 10 years, 11 years, and in Mildura for last 7 years.
How are you finding it?
I'm loving it, yeah.
Yes, I've only been here for not even 7 weeks yet. I think I'm coming up to week number 5. I will stop counting at some point. But the weather, I love the fact that we are so multicultural here.
Yes.
And the richness that brings all of us. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in and speak to us this morning, Dr. Mehdi. Dr. Mehdi is part of the team that runs a refugee health clinic here in Mildura. And we've been talking about the need to make sure that people who are coming into our region and Victoria in general, that refugees get the opportunity to be vaccinated against hepatitis B, and that is the grant that you've received that is going to help our community with that.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Ah, absolute pleasure. Thank you.